Welcome to Know That, a deep dive into the week's Real Housewives episodes, where we offer our humorous, insightful, and unfiltered opinions. I'm Anthony Casella.
I'm Donnie Hatfield Smith.
And I'm Quentin Lamar.
And this is Know That, a Real Housewives podcast. Hi.
Hi.
What's up?
Storming outside.
It is.
Yes.
I wasn't ready for it.
She started.
I was.
All of a sudden, it turned into the Wizard of Oz outside.
I know. Originally, it was supposed to do it all day. So when I checked the weather this morning, and it wasn't the case, I did my laundry today. But just beat it in the nick of time, honey.
Ooh, summer breeze.
Quinn, I thought you were fanning yourself with a wad of cash.
So did I. What is that?
It's like my New York State. It's this thing they're sending out to people, like, in case you have trouble paying your rent in New York. So it's like this paper that was just on my desk because I haven't really read it.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like fanning myself. I just worked out before I did this. I'm really bad at time management. So if I was good with time management, I would have had time to work out, take a shower, get myself together, record. But I am not that kind of person. So I basically am almost dripping sweat sitting here at this microphone.
Ooh.
Yeah,
all right.
Well, we're talking about weather, junk mail, and schedules today. This is a hot episode, honey.
Really scraping the bottom of the barrel here. I mean, it is
what it is. I thought my story was interesting, so forget y'all.
Yeah, it was fine.
I was going to say, I know you said you're not good at time management, but you were on time to record. So I feel like
Is
that too inside baseball?
I think that people who are like really good at working out, like if you're like a real stickler, it works in your favor. Because like for me, it's like if I can't work out at the time I set, at least it used to be that way, I would have trouble doing it. So then at my most successful workout stretches, I'm one of those people who like you'll find me in the gym at like 12:30 in the morning. Because it's like, I just have to do it when I do it or there will never be a time that works for me. So that's what we have here.
Got it. Did you go to the gym today?
No, I actually did a Peloton class in the house.
Oh, okay. Nice.
So I don't know. I'm still iffy about going to the gym. Like, I know we can, but I don't know. I'm not used to being around groups of people huffing and puffing and shit anymore. So I'll give it to fall. And if nobody's dead, then I'll go back.
That's not. That's a good way. Peloton is so weird to me because I feel like I connect to the instructors. So if I ever meet them, I know that I would feel like they're a friend. And they'll be like, who the fuck are you? Sorry. We work out together every day.
Are they in the area?
They're New York based. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
They're like what? Either in like New York or LA, or are they all in New York?
No, all New York or London.
Because I would be like those crazy people who watch shows and then like get mad at people. So like I like see like Tunde or something and be like, you tried to kill me the other day. Like I'd be like that kind of thing. Like, what's wrong with you? You can't be making people do that shit.
There's better people to yell at.
That's true.
A British Peloton instructor would be chic.
I love it because they play S Club 7 and stuff.
Oh my God.
I love that British people have this reputation for being classy. It's amazing. Rebranding, ladies and gentlemen. Rebranding.
I think I just like the accent,
yeah.
I think, would sound.
We tend to think of like Queen Elizabeth and not Oliver in workhouses. And I think that's kind of, you know, convenient.
No, I think of like, I don't know who, but more like, oi!
But that's trash.
Yeah, that's what I like.
Cockney.
Yeah.
Is that, yeah.
Cockney is like trash.
I kind of like that. Like yeah. Sweeney Todd. Yeah. Wait!
Throw the old woman out. No. Like, that's not classy. Like, that new Gotham show, or it's not new anymore. Alfred wasn't like, you know, posh British. He was like Cockney. And I was like, I'm not watching this trash.
Oh my God. Speaking of trash, go check out our Patreon where we are covering The Big Shot with Bethany. It's winding down. There has been a winner announced, but we are still kind of going week by week, and we will discuss it and unpack what's happening on these episodes. So go over there, help.
Because we don't know.
Oh yeah, Quinn and I didn't watch the finale yet.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you know, but we don't know.
Okay, I know.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I know. But yeah, so go over there and support us. We have lots of different tiers to choose from. It's patreon.com/knowthatpod. And why don't we bring out our guest from the podcast Mixing with Monty. I am thrilled to have our guest, Mani, with us today. Mani, I have to say, when we had you on the live, your hot takes set me on fire. You were thrilling. You made me nervous. And I feel like everything you said was gospel. And then you kind of were just like, and no one ever has me back, and left. So immediately I knew we had to have you on to an actual episode. So thank you for agreeing to come on, because we wanted you back.
Thank you so much for having me. That was one of the most fun lives ever. And I've done a few, and I don't know how to do them myself. I would be so boring. But going on other people's, I absolutely love it. And that was so much fun. Yeah, I don't know. The hot takes, they come out and I really commit. And I don't have a lot of confidence on a lot of things, but I know I at least don't back down on a lot of bullshit. So that's a really good thing to do when you are in this space of podcasting mm-hmm. and whatnot.
Absolutely. I believed every word you said. You changed my opinions.
Thank you. I'm really good at least defending my point in a way that makes you question if you really had an opinion or not.
Oh.
And I like doing that, because you could be very right. Like, the sky is blue. I'm like, but is it?
Yeah. You're like, but on the other hand.
But on the other hand, do you not see white in the sky as well?
So you're right.
The sky is white.
You are right.
I can't agree with the scientifically, but you got a point.
Yeah.
No, it's like absolute craziness. The sky is actually blue. But you know, I like to just take it there.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Before we get into these cities, these cities, tell us a little bit about your podcast, Mixing with Mani.
Yeah, Mixing with Mani is, it's called a pop culture mixer. I don't know who gave it that title, but it was written in the description. I never took it out, so it's still there. I don't often change those or edit those things, but it's mainly Bravo. Sometimes it's other things of pop culture that I just don't feel like have intersection. I like to say that it famously derived from like two separate sides of the world, like Black pop culture and regular pop culture, not properly reporting on Foftygate that happened with Vanderpump Rules. Like, the Shade Room was reporting that it's like, oh, Lala's or Rand's one of 50 Cent's business partners. I'm like, no, this is a big deal. This is Lala's sugar daddy turned future husband, fiance. This is a big deal. So this is like a thing. And then the E! News is like, so Rand is like in trouble with 50 Cent ? I'm like, no, like, this is a major thing. Power is the biggest show in my household at the time. Like, with the first three seasons, those were the days. Like, that was destination television. We're watching at the local bars and stuff in DC. So
absolutely.
For them to disrespect it that way, I was like, we're clearly not covering this appropriately on either sides. I must explain the nuances of this. And that's pretty much how Mixing with Mani was born. That and Miley Cyrus calling something Hot Girl Summer. People are like, oh my God, Miley Cyrus' term Hot Girl Summer. I'm like, you will not. You will stop right there. And you will reel it back in. So all fun and games, but pretty much just a lot of your everyday Bravo talk like everybody else is doing.
I love that. Everybody go subscribe and listen to Mani's podcast, Mixing with Mani. Let's get into New York. On the bright side, this was an eventful episode, if your events are racist tropes. But on the downside, this was a tough one. We will get to the end, of course, but let's start at the beginning with Ramona and Leah talking about Ramona's aversion to like blatant sex talk. I'm curious what you all thought of this. Mm-hmm. In terms of, is Ramona within her bounds to ask Leah to not discuss this around her? Is there hypocrisy here? Spoiler alert, there is. What did you all think?
I think Leah does the most, and I think that she does try to get shock factor out. I don't know if she normally has these conversations and uses these words all the time or if it's just for TV. But at the same time, Ramona's absolutely a hypocrite. There's a meme going around, and I forget who originated it, but it's when Ramona was getting waxed or tucked or something, and she says like, oh, that's my cunt. So she can say that, but Leah can't say penis.
I don't like this whole, like, you know, class, and you know, we all know if the last 6 years have taught us anything, is that rich, classy people are the trashiest people that you will ever meet. And we live in a world where sex tapes make you famous. So what is this bullshit that we're playing at here? What really made me angry was when she asked Luann's daughter. And Luann's daughter was like, oh, no, me and my friends don't talk like that. Bitch, stop lying. You're lying.
On your friends television. With a nude model, for Christ's sake.
But also, who made Victoria Delesseps the cultural role model on what millennials, young people talk about? She is not. That's like asking Avery how the young kids are doing. I promise you, Avery is not the cool girl in the room. I'm sorry.
Right. And remember, when Victoria used the N-word and then Ramona retweeted it? So Ramona, you know what words Victoria uses.
This is just so funny because that, whatever happened to class? And that,
right.
What happened to it?
She was shitting the floors a few episodes ago. Elegance in
every
class.
Season before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In multiple countries. She's an international
shitter. Oh, yeah.
So...
I will say, I feel like the way she asked Leah had some levity to it. It was kind of cute and a little fun. Like, can you please not use these words when you're around me? And the only kind of leg to stand on she might have had was they happened to be at her home. But otherwise, yeah, she's a hypocrite. But then on the other end, I feel like Leah does just do it for shock value. So it's,
yeah, she does. She wants to get a rise out of Ramona. It's absolutely true. But it's also, I don't know. And I get that people are so annoyed with her, but in a weird way, I kind of get it because you want to bait the ist, the racist, the classist, the able. You want to kind of bait them and make them be like, see, which girl, we did not need you to wait until season 13 to show us that Ramona is any kind of obic. Any of them. We've been new. She is the monster. But Leah just really loves to push her buttons to take it there. But it's also because Ramona is absolutely classist. She really does equate Leah to being some level of trash. And I could make an argument for it. I just don't think it'd be Ramona's argument. So I don't get why.
Right.
Yeah.
They're all trash.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's New York. They're like the trashiest one, which is the whole
point. In fact, I mean, to go a little more expansive domestically, I think anyone signing up for a reality show is trash.
Has to be.
Well, wait a minute now. Kathy Hilton is on the reality show.
I don't think she knows that.
I don't think she...
I think she just came to Kyle's party and was like, oh, there's a camera here. She's just very unaware of what she's doing. And
I've seen her look in the camera five times. She knows the camera's there.
There's no fourth wall with Kathy.
Point.
There is no fourth wall.
You look like Kyle.
It's all home movies to her. It's all home movies to Kathy.
It is. Okay. Moni, have you been watching New York from the beginning?
No. I actually started it in my last years of college because I for some reason, silly me, I thought New York would be too serious and too old. I remember thinking
you're half right.
I was like, oh, they're so old and rich. They're not going to be fun and interesting. It's not going to give me the same vibes of, Atlanta or, even Dallas or anything like that. Yeah. But it did. Boy, did it. Yep. Changed my mind.
And why I ask is because I have truly never seen women getting glam on this show to film the show. That was shocking to me. And not even an event. Going to lunch at someone's home in the same town.
Mm-hmm. It was a little piece of Beverly Hills in New York.
Yeah.
You want to know? It felt like, especially with Ebony and Leah, because they got glam last episode too. They did it before.
Mm-hmm. Doing lots of glam.
It's they understand what they signed up for. They know what show they're on. And it feels like the Roni women know they do a show and then it's a big show and it's a part of a series, but they don't really understand what it means to be a quote unquote housewife capital H. They don't know what this is, this entity is. They know that it's afforded them a lot of things. We saw Ramona's bank account. She's I know it's giving me good stuff, but I don't think that they think of it of anything different than what they're entitled to, being rich women in New York. but they don't get the whole, like, I don't see Ramona thinking that she's a Dorit. Like, I also don't think she would know who Dorit was.
Right.
My question would be, do you think, Monty, do you think that's, like, how do you think that works out with Housewives becoming, having become the thing that they are, like what you're talking about, but like Ramona and Luann and Sonia being like some of the trailblazers of that? Like, are they like,
yeah,
left in the dust to what they created?
No, I think that it, because it came across in Ramona's argument with Vicky at BravoCon 2 years ago. The way she was coming at this woman, like, you don't understand. No one knew who you were until us. I believe they believe that. Mm-hmm. And I think they think they're the threshold of what Housewives is, but they don't, so they had no reason to look into what this culture is that they created. They don't really know what that looks like. They would not know that Erica Jane spends $40,000 a month and is possibly scamming people allegedly just to be on this show and have this persona of what it means to be a housewife. They don't follow the mold. And that's honestly also why Roni sometimes fails in ratings, because they don't follow the mold. They're just simply having fun and the cameras are there. Like, Ramona gets to leave and go out on dates whenever she wants. She doesn't have to tell the producers anything.
Yeah.
Whereas on any other franchise, if you do that, you're demoted. Like, they don't really play with that.
Yeah.
You have to open up everything or you get nothing. But on New York, they're like, we do what we want. We don't really, we are the mold. I don't think they think that they, I don't think they're actually the mold, because we know there's a housewife culture, but I think they think that they are.
Yeah.
So, and I think looking at Leah, like, what are you doing?
Yeah. I think the original cast has been here so long that those that came in since then, the Tinsleys and the whoever's, they are meek and they kind of just mold into what the show is with those women on top. Whereas Ebony and Leah aren't going to mold into what the group made it. So they're saying like, no, this is what a housewife is. I will get glammed. And we see that.
Yeah.
The butting of heads.
They don't even have money anymore. And if they do, we don't see it.
Right.
Like, we don't see it. Like, that's the whole thing. And I think that as much as Roni is everyone's favorite, it's their favorite because it's nostalgic or it's something they've developed a connection with these women, but not because they love them as housewives. Like, what we love housewives for, we no longer get on New York.
Mm-hmm.
Where Sonia lived in allegedly her daughter's apartment for a whole season. Like, we have fallen from grace.
Yeah.
She's like doing her own yard work. Like, it's different now. Yeah. Like, it's just not. So Ebony comes in with her new fresh apartment and it's like, oh wow, wait, this was actually kind of nice. Oh, this is nice. Oh, mm-hmm. She has some money. Oh, they're getting glam. They're putting on outfits. It's new because we have not seen that on Roni, because they didn't really get the hint or like the memo that like we leveled up and that Housewives is like a cultural phenomenon.
She has an education too.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into that. Let's fast forward to the end of the episode, because I want to make sure we spend time here. So at the lunch at Luann's home in Sag Harbor, where Garth makes everyone and then leaves lamb curry,
he got the lamb. Great.
Yeah. I think so. I think I remember the lamb. At Post, their nude painting, their nude portrait artist, they bring up the discussion of using words, cock, sex words, you know, and Luann brings up that she believes it's an education thing. And Ebony trying to make the point that she doesn't necessarily adhere to the fact that educated people can't use those words, correctly points out that she is the most educated person at this table, in this group, at this lunch. Luann does not take that in, says, do not say that I am not educated in my own home. And it becomes a little bit of a shouting match between Ramona's yelling, Luann's yelling, but they then turn the tables on Ebony and try and make her feel as though she is yelling. And Luann ultimately calls her an angry woman. I'm just going to put that all there and let's, any part of any of that, let's just get into it.
Ebony was not yelling.
No.
No.
I wouldn't.
We wouldn't know if Ebony was yelling because of that damn voice. Everybody in Sag Harbor would have heard Ebony yelling if she would have let that voice go.
What's crazy is that Leah just left and nobody called her angry or whatever, and she was yelling.
Yeah, I would.
Ramona banged on the table.
Yeah.
I literally posted the clip and captioned it as a narration. Bang, bang, yell, yell, exclamation point. Bang, bang, yell, curse. But that is what she did. But she's not angry?
No, yeah. I don't even know if I would say that Ebony's voice was raised. I would just say she was like trying to match the volume to be heard. She didn't seem angry to me.
But also, so what if she was?
She was.
Yeah.
So what if she did yell?
No, you're right.
Are we going to say that on Housewives people don't yell?
Right.
They're going to yell at everyone that she made it nice. She yelled it and it became a catchphrase among catchphrases. They yell and they get t-shirts and coffee mugs and merchandise. And Ebony can't be anything other than chipper. Like, what is this? Is Housewives?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We've seen Bethany.
And she absolutely was angry.
Screaming in people's faces. Bethany has screamed.
She screamed at Luann very angrily.
Multiple
and
times.
And Ramona showed so much empathy. You're missing her pain. Well, I don't even like Bethany.
Right.
And she felt her pain. But Ebony's, oh, wow. That is just, I'm like, I thought you had a connection. I'm just so shocked and confused that we don't allow for anger or upset at in Housewives. I didn't know we were this civilized a show.
I think it's the curse. I know it's the curse of only having one woman of color on, because they all feel like they're just set up to be trapped in like, you're racist. So I think they go into it looking for it with these women that are the only one of their race.
Who just, me and Sasha recently have had this, we've had this conversation so many times on air, off air, just why it doesn't work to only pick one person. It barely works to only have two. It doesn't work because then they are constantly reminded of what their job is. And it's not just to be a housewife. You get a Tiffany response and a Tiffany treatment of where they can't be rich because now you're too rich. You can't host a party because you're not good enough at that. You can't be upset at Brandy, though you were never upset at Brandy, because now we're all going to say, like, you can't be too mad. You have to absolve her. Like, it's always an absolution of your racism instead of you just not being racist. Like, just don't do it. Like, just don't. I do not believe Luann did not know what those words were. I don't believe it. And someone can fight me dead in the face about it. I don't believe that at her big grown age, she did not know what it meant to call that Black woman angry. I don't believe it. There's just no way. You got to be about a solid 8 years old to not know what those words mean. It felt too calculated to me to be like, you sound really angry right now. Like, that's when I turned it off and went back to Top Chef. I was like, I can't. That just can't. Like, as much as I will give them a lot because I have to for the show, to be on other people's pods, just so I can do my homework and be prepared. But that right there, I'm like, nope, see, you want it. You want it from me. And I'm not going to give it to you. I'm not about to do the live tweeting angry thing. I'm not about to do the dissertations of posts. I'm going to just let it stand as it is. Everyone, I really honestly just feel bad for people whose favorite show is Roni and people who are really standing Luann this year. I feel bad because they're like, this was a tough watch. I'm like, that's sad. It's so bad. It's just, I'm sorry your faves are disappointing you. That's what I have to say about it. I'm sorry that if Luann is your fave and Ramona is your fave, I'm sorry that they're disappointing you again. I'd argue there were some other disappointing moments before this that led me to not being shocked this episode. But if this was the one for you, I'm very sorry for your loss.
Well said. And I I definitely agree that stan culture and housewives don't mix. I think you will be disappointed if you kind of are betting on any one of these ladies as the one.
It's not going to happen. And frankly, I think Luann looks great. I'm willing to focus on it as from a housewives perspective. She looked great while she was being rude as hell. She looked fantastic as she gaslit that woman. And I thought that, you know, don't come in my house and tell me I don't have an education was a line of the century. If it wasn't followed up with so much ridiculousness, it would have been great at anybody else to me. If Sonya had said it, it would have been funny. Like, because Sonya, what do you mean? Like, going after someone's education. But it's a really unfortunate thing. And Sonya being the voice of reason in the room is she really you're on the wrong side of things there. Sonya's like, I get it.
But I'm nervous. Stupid.
Sonya's smart. She knows exactly what's going on. I believe she saw that for what it was. Sonya, of course, is not perfect. But you can't say this woman is like basically belligerent and yelling and she's using her words. She's being more coherent than everybody else sitting there. And she has more reason to be passionate and angry about it, which, like I said, Ebony was pissed. And she should have been pissed.
She should have been.
I think that this whole thing, Luann is an egomaniac. She is Batman, bat symbol on the covers of his tires, his hubcaps. Like, she is that much self-promoting herself. She is O Magazine on the cover of every magazine, very much into herself. And it's very apparent. And I think that what Ebony did would have pissed her off no matter who had done it. But I think it was specifically galling to her that it was a Black woman that did it, that she was more educated than her. I mean, yeah, Luann's a nurse, but like, since when? Medicine isn't even the same anymore. I feel that made it worse, and that showed a very ugly side of Luann to me. And it didn't make Ramona any uglier, because that's just the way Ramona is. Mm-hmm. But it really did, because I like Luann, despite the fact that I think she's a ridiculous egomaniac. But this, I was like, I can't with Luann. It was stomach turning to me.
Yeah, you make a really good point, because I'm thinking when we met her, she never let. I just recently rewatched the very first episode ever, and she doesn't mention her RN-ness at all.
Ever.
It was very Kim Zolciak Bierman when she was with Big Papa back in the day. Like, it's not important to her. It's important that you see her as a countess, and I think she's really aggravated that now the person who's technically the highest person of status at the table is a Black woman and a younger one than that. Like, it was different when it was Leah, because Leah is downtown to them. So it's like, oh, she's here for like the young audience. But Ebony is
a lawyer.
She's a lawyer. She's very educated. She's very successful. She has a beautiful home. And I think Luann feels threatened. And she does. I think she feels offended to be so threatened by a woman that she doesn't believe deserves it. I really do. And I think that she's like, well, I was once a countess, but you're not now. And I think it's really pissing her off.
And she ain't a nurse either.
Right. And she can't be equal to this woman in status. But no one's doing that to her but her. And that's what, to me, it's what brings out the racism in a lot of people. When you're so triggered and threatened by the mere presence of someone else having something you feel you're entitled to. That's an issue. And that's not Ebony's problem to fix. That's on you. Brandy did the same thing. When she told Tiffany to her face, I just feel like I'm on eggshells and I can't be funny around you. I'm like, so what did Tiffany do to make you feel that way? What did she do to tell you cannot be funny? And then she had to go on a validation spree of like, I'm going to validate you. How do you feel about me? I just still don't get it. Like, I can't. And I'm like, so this is on you. And Bravo has a really big decision to make on how they handle these things. Like, because what my fear is that they do one person at a time. That isn't a white woman. So we get zero complexity on who they are. We don't get any of that, but we get an entire complexity of what it means to be white and rich in New York with an entire cast of them. And then they say, well, it didn't work. And they take Ebony away because it didn't work. She got scapegoated. She was yelled at. Or we get a Tiffany approach where it literally didn't work. She like baited us with, she may have quit the show. Yeah. That is the fear, is that then it doesn't work. And they go, well, see, we can't. Can't do it again. But they didn't have this problem with Kim Zolciak when she was on Atlanta. Somehow they thought that going to the Black Mecca, they still needed a white woman. Yeah.
I said that for years. I said that recently to Donnie again. I was like, I still don't understand why we hadn't integrated any other show except Atlanta. I still don't understand how that happened. I mean, I understand how it happened.
And they only really got rid of her when she finally said, this is why no one will film with these women.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. But why didn't we give her a space to do it?
And they gave her own show.
Yeah.
Right. That didn't get canceled until COVID. That should really tell you.
Do you think Luann will apologize? How is Luann moving forward here? Like, what are we going
to... I won't believe any apology she has. So it really doesn't matter to me. I'm still waiting on my apology for over-bronzing and wearing an afro that nobody wore and whose name was Diana Ross.
I was going to ask, have we ever heard, maybe I missed it, because I think that season was the season she missed the reunion and didn't have to show up for it and be asked.
Yep.
Have we ever heard her speak publicly about that? I've heard Carol speak more about that than I have Luann.
And Carol still gave excuses. I watched that reunion recently because I was like, did they really just let that slide? And they were like, well, I don't think she knew. And the rest of them were like, oh, I don't know. I don't know anything. And Carol's like, oh, it was a lot darker on camera. I'm like, no, because all y'all's confessionals in real time were that's bad. Like, it's really bad. So no, we haven't. But you know what we did get? We got an apology from the entire network on Kenya's headdress. And we got it taken out of the episode.
Sure did.
But if I want to binge Roni, I'm going to be confronted with it every single time.
Yeah. That's very true. Yeah. That's the double standard is shocking and not so shocking at the same time.
Luann hasn't said anything yet. She's been silent, but I know whether she apologizes now or not, I know at the reunion, it's going to come up. And in a preview for next week, we see Ebony tell Leah, like, Luann called me an angry Black woman. And then Leah gets upset, of course. But I know that at the reunion, they're going to attack Ebony because Luann never used the words angry Black woman. She made very sure she didn't use it. Right. She didn't have to.
She didn't have to. The smirk said it all.
Absolutely. But at the reunion, I think they're going to, maybe Andy included, jump on Ebony for that.
I'm gonna think that Andy wouldn't dare.
Not
I'm gonna assume
I have to believe that too.
I have to assume that he wouldn't dare do that. If he did that,
I don't know.
I don't know what I would do. I
don't know what I would do either. I think the whole cast of Atlanta would be on that. Like, I'm sorry, girl. Yeah. What?
I don't think he'll obviously do it. I think he'll do it in a way where when Ebony starts to defend herself, then we'll see all right, we have to move on. Because that's what we see.
Don't pull a Sutton and start to just cry or over talk in the middle of feeling.
Monty. Wait, Monty. That's all I'm going to say.
I've never laughed more. I just watched it, actually, like right before I got on here. And I tell you, I cackled from beginning to end the whole thing. I was just a ball of LOL.
Crystal's face. Crystal's face is my vibe for 2021.
Wait, like, I know we're going to get to it, but there's this moment when they're outside and, they're inside and Rena is talking about, she goes, I'm just really shocked because I went on Apprentice twice.
Yes.
I'm just really shocked by everything. And they're like, yeah, we did not see this coming. And they Crystal cut. And Garcelle both look
have the
like,
same face. Like,
Right. You got the woman who is literally like, well, he's not liked us since the 80s. Like, look at his record. And the other woman who's like, he blamed an entire pandemic on my country that wasn't responsible. So I don't know where their shock is. And she's really like, but he fired me twice and I'm just really, he was always so nice to me. And they cut to them like, he had no reason not to be, girl.
Yeah.
What reason did he have to not be?
I hate Rena, and I hate Rena for multiple reasons, but for me, this was like, there was no reason to say anything nice about Donald Trump. There's never any reason to say anything nice about him. Nobody's needing that. Even if you have a nice story, I think we've all agreed, keep that shit to yourself. I don't care if he paid to have an operation done. I don't want to hear it. It's done. And to me, it was just classic Rena flapping those fucking liver lips. Saying shit that she didn't need to say.
She's so obsessed with her own lips. Like,
they're not even real.
They're also not that great. I mean, they're not like plumped up lips like the Kardashians are. Like, Kylie wrote the book now on plump lips that become an organic business. I just don't get it. Like, you think you're the first woman to ever get like lip injections and make a lip gloss line based on it?
And what's even worse is I'm bored with Rena. Like, I forget about her when I watch this show now. There's so many other people to be interested and entertained by that when we kind of land on her, I'm like, oh, you're here and I don't need you to be. And I love her, but I'm kind of feeling that way about Dorit lately. But maybe it's just these episodes.
Ooh. So Dorit.
We can discuss Dorit, but before we leave Rena, I just want to say, Donnie, there's something about the extra few inches that Rena has grown in her hair that galls the fuck out of me. There's something about the way she sits there with it, like just past the collar even more. That makes her seem like it's almost like
Mug.
Like when you put in the code for Supersonic, like somehow she's evolved like a Pokemon and she's worse. It really gets on my nerves when I see it. Go ahead.
She
Donna,
really thinks she's the baddest of the
bitch. She does.
And I'm not gonna lie, it looks good. Like her wigs look better than the flip tips she had since before most of anybody flip was tips. Born. But like I don't love Rena. I've never loved Rena. She did repost me the other day, so I literally had to immediately go three stories. before that and delete my entire dissertation on why I could not.
Money.
Just
oh my God.
It's okay. We got like 80 followers from that. So we're fine. Like I did it in time. I'm quick. So I was like, we're just gonna go ahead and delete that. Give her a pass 24 hours. I'll be back tomorrow to roast Rinna. But I just don't get it. And I knew the direction we were going with Rinna this year when she set Garcelle down in the very first episode and was like, I'm just so sorry for treating our friend so bad to everyone, to Garcelle, but not Denise. Not that Denise would film with her or have this conversation on camera. It just doesn't make sense.
Right.
Like, why do you apologize to the friend of your friend for bullying y'all's friend? That don't make no sense to me.
She's not sorry. She just wants there to not be too heavy of drama between them to film.
Exactly. Right. It was all you needed a code. Like, I'm sorry about how I handled things last year. Translation, we have to work together again and we have to be civil. It's just like everything with her is by the numbers.
Yeah.
It's all fake.
Right. Yeah. And it just doesn't, that Fierce Fox 5, which is the stupidest name in history, is the only reason I remember it. It
sounds racist.
Going to be the detriment. Not to sound racist. It's going to be the detriment of that show. Because every time they decide to go after one person, it doesn't work. And it seems like Dorit is already doing it in press and in interviews. Garcelle's the least authentic this year. This woman really sat in front of Kathy's big grown behind and told her her daughter's annoying. And I hated her growing up or being in Hollywood. That is the most authentic it gets.
Yes.
Like, how you gonna tell a mama to her face, yeah, your daughter's actually like really annoying. Yeah. Why?
I'm curious to see how we're going to get, if we're going to get to a place where I can understand what Dorit would even be speaking about with Garcelle, because that
right,
there's
he has a lot of Dorit is like almost like she's the fakest thing. Like even when she talks to her children, it seems fake. Like I've never seen anybody
the
nerve. Like she looks like she just puts on clothes to walk around. Like they're not even functional.
I really thought she was trolling.
Not trolling.
Like you can't be serious. Like. What? The only people who are like, we don't know the status of Kyle and Mauricio's marriage, but Garcelle is the fakest one. Like, yeah, they're in love on Instagram, but he did not film all last season.
Right.
And we're on episode 3 and we still have not seen him. Like, what are you talking about? She had a whole family barbecue to where she came after Denise for not bringing her whole family, but her whole family was not there. I am like, what is going on? What twilight zone do these women live in? We have not seen Harry Hamlin on camera, but like once a year, we just saw him in the, I didn't even know he changed his hair. Because I'm like, I haven't seen him.
I know. It's been a few years. It's been a minute, I think.
Yeah.
He's always off camping, Brokeback Mountain shit.
Let's talk about Kathy Hilton, because this episode reached new heights of insanity with Kathy.
In the Paris Hilton documentary, Paris said that her whole like demeanor was an act and that she's not really as dumb as she acts. With this woman as your mother, I can't believe that. I think there is mental unwellness that runs in this family.
Because where did you get your undumbness? Yeah. Like, it didn't run in the family.
Right.
Well, maybe they're both
Kathy's
doing it.
Made it this far.
Maybe it's like a family shtick. Because I look at Kathy and I see it's simple life over and over. Like, it's just so much like you couldn't be this dumb. You put eardrops in your eyes. You can't keep track
people
of.
People have eye drops.
They have eye drops.
Probably good ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not Vise. Nothing store-bought. They get prescription eye drops.
Okay. So then you should really know because you got that direct from the surgeon. So you should
know.
The
surgeon.
Separate box.
Not the surgeon.
Yeah, the surgeon, because they were getting something done probably. And this is going to help your eyes after your eyelid. Like, what do you... I don't believe it's like it, I get it. I think you're right. There's a shtick happening of like I can't survive without my servants. Oh,
it's like Amelia Bedelia. It's very interesting to see, but
oh no, I'm having a great time. Like, why did Kathy take the pillow and them fans into Sutton's room in the middle of the night? I don't get
strange
that.
Either.
What is the slumber party? Is this girl? I know she's never been on a girl's ship, but we don't just hop into people's beds. We don't know you. Not Sutton, like, okay, but I'm naked.
Like, I was like, ew, Sutton. Like, Sutton, put some clothes on.
She thought she was behind her own door. She did not expect the billionaires to come
billionaires.
With her pillows and her fan, like, hey, I'm here.
And her Lay's potato chips and her Red Bull.
Oh my gosh.
For what? Now she was trying to get the 12-year-old camp girl experience.
A Red like, Bull at 2 a.m.
Talk about
right.
Kathy Hilton trying to quietly eat potato chips in bed. I was done.
No wonder Kyle has such bad anxiety. Her two sisters are certifiable.
No, but actually, like, what's worse is that we watched Kim. I'm starting to believe it really wasn't even like the, it wasn't really the vices or the substances. It might just be the DNA. Goofy.
It's the Richards.
Yeah.
Kyle's the only normal one, and that should really tell you something. Yeah.
Because I don't think she's normal.
And I always call her boring, and I call her a professional beta. I think you're beta energy. Her and Cynthia, they're just naturally beta people. And that's fine. We need betas in the world or we'd have no alphas.
Right.
But I feel that it might have been a survival. Like, they would have killed her ass. Between the dental and Kyle had to drive herself to work at 14 because who would she trust? They're not okay.
No.
They are next level.
Also, have you ever heard anybody putting tinfoil on their windows?
No.
I found that strange.
Also, she's like, it's to keep it completely dark. I'm like, yeah, but it would also make the room hot.
Right.
Wouldn't it? Like, it absorbs. That's not what you do. Like, there are blackout curtains. They were in Vinci, right?
They were.
I'm not tripping. They're at Walmart. Maybe she doesn't know that because it's a Walmart, but like, you can get them.
Let's talk about, speaking of unwell, let's talk about Sutton.
Not you call her.
What would you call her? Would you want her flying a plane that she was on? Would you want
give
her?
Give me three adjectives for Sutton.
I'm not saying it's wrong. Okay. Crying.
Okay. I'll take it.
She's definitely sad. Very triggered. In Southern. I think she really wants to know.
Did you
that.
Say racist?
Quite Southern.
No.
Oh, no. You said Southern. I heard racist.
Yeah, because God forbid we attribute the largest of any kind of mistreatment of another human race to a region where it all occurred.
Well, I wouldn't know because I've traveled to Europe so much, I don't know the history of my own country.
Oh, my God.
But, it's easier to name where I haven't been than to name where
I've actually been.
You
can be racist in any region of the world you want.
I think it's interesting that she knows so much about you, but you don't know the history of your own country.
Right.
Like,
right.
You didn't start here first, girl.
So where do we start? The crying while Crystal is crying. I felt Crystal, she's a better woman than me because she just started to shut down and go, okay, we're just going to stop here.
Crystal's face.
Because Sutton is like bawling. And I'm like, well, why are you crying? Like, no one said anything to you. It's
no one said anything to her. Yeah.
Strongly.
No, go ahead, Mommy.
Especially Sutton. These women are so much more obsessed with not being seen as racist than just not being racist.
But that's white people, period. That's white people, white people, period. There's a lot of white people, a lot of white people who are more focused on not looking racist than what they actually do, which is racist. And that's just
the cancel culture conversation on Roni like 2 episodes ago.
Yeah.
They're like, we can't get canceled. But then you get yourself canceled. Don't say things like you're an angry woman right now and you probably won't be canceled. It's really easy, actually. But, like, we're not, for us to, for any minority person to speak up or say anything about any mistreatment, you really met them on either their worst day or they hit a threshold. Because we put up with a lot.
We do.
And I watched Crystal just sit there and just be like, okay, this is now about her and she's going to cry. Literally white tears. She's like, and then to proceed to look for an apology later. What?
Sutton is white fragility personified.
Yes.
Like, I've never seen a definition. If people are like, I don't know what that means, that's it. That's what it means. Literally, I think she's fragile right now. Something must be going on. I mean, yeah, she's triggered. She's so triggered by the mere presence of too many people of color in the room.
I love when she tried to get Erica to defend her. She's like, don't you feel, as a Southern woman, that people think you're racist? And Erica's like, no.
Nope. I work real hard to not be. It's actually so easy.
I'm so happy you brought that up, Imani, about how people, like black people, usually it takes a lot to actually say something. If people listen don't know, especially white people, they're the only ones who wouldn't know probably. Black people don't want you to be racist. Let's be clear. God. No person of color wants you to be racist. We would rather you were not. That makes our day go better.
Please, Jesus.
Nobody's trying to catch you.
We were just talking offline. Like, I can't watch The View because the anxiety I get that Megan will do some really racist shit is so high that I can't do it. I'm like, no, no, no. Like, I try to love them all. I really do. And not like they try, they return the favor, but I really, I was warned last year by multiple people, like, look out, that kitchen comment is coming. Mm. There's something happening. I'm like, I can't, I'm going to look the other way. And then I'm like, now she has two people in her face, just two non-white women. And she is like unhinged. Like, she's crying every 20 minutes. And I'm really concerned for her. And then to go ahead and use the platform of, like, last night we just got into a conversation and topic of racist. It makes my blood boil. It's worse than COVID. I'm like, yeah, no kidding. And she's like, and then I just, you don't understand. I have been on an elevator and someone has heard my accent and they have said to me, you're Southern. Are you racist? Honestly, girl, they got a check. I'm sorry. I mean, you would throw a rock and hit someone. You would be surprised. The answer was no to. Yeah. I'm currently in the South and there's not, though the South is largely populated by people of color, they will even tell you they'll either say it's segregated or it's racist or they just get by. They do what they got to do because it just is what it is. How do you not know the history of your own country? Right. Like, what are you talking about? So you spent that much time in New York, you don't know. And Dorit's like, yeah, with her fake ass accent, it's like, you're just not if Dorit is telling you you're not cultured enough, girl, woo, pot me kettle. But like, Sutton, I worry about her. And I know I shouldn't. She is rich and fine and she's in Beverly Hills and she's a white woman. But like, oh God, I'm worried because her sanity seems like she's going to lose it trying to prove to herself more that she's not racist. Like, nobody cares.
I don't think she can handle the show. No.
It isn't even just, no. She can't handle the show and she definitely won't be able to handle the outcry from the public about her. If she can't handle not being in
from her, though.
I bet we did. If she can't handle not being in on the joke at the table, she's not going to be able to handle what's going to happen to her.
Oh my God, what was that?
That was insane.
Like, she was unhinged. She's like, you guys left me out. And Garcelle's like, wait, were y'all like texting about her? Because she's like really upset. Yeah. And it was a genuine question you asked about your friend. And she's like thinking, but no girl, you just didn't know that you were in on the prank that neither group was in on. They just were happening to be. Yeah.
And then when you were being let in on the prank, then you said, no one's ever told me not to say anything to a friend before. What are you talking about?
Oh my God.
I've never seen anybody unravel so obviously, but want to keep it a secret. Like, you are publicly on national television unraveling, and you don't like that Garcelle brought up that, like, it's stupid. Yes, it's stupid. Sudden. We all know that it's stupid.
Looking out for you. Literally, she was like, you're upset. I'm hoping they're not like bullying you. I mean, honestly, I would ask the same question because if I'm looking at the conversation at dinner and it's about my friend possibly being a racist or not, and then she's crying on the way home because they're texting about her, I'm going to be like, oh my God, do y'all like really think she's a racist? Like, what's happening? Like, please tell me. The black woman, let me know. And she's like, no, it's just because they didn't tell me they were going to drink fake martinis.
Yeah.
I need to get out of here. I need to go to bed. You know? And then she doesn't go to bed.
Yeah, you know what? I'll even say I would understand her irritation at feeling in the moment not let in on the joke about the martinis. But once people are telling you about it, to not let your guard down and kind of have a laugh at yourself is a choice.
Telling.
Yeah.
Yes. All you have to do is be like, oh, wait, so y'all didn't know? And y'all both just, damn, you caught her? I'd be like, damn, I missed all of that.
I didn't know that her entire personality was, you've had your fun, let the mouse go. I didn't know that was just Dorit. I mean, I'm sorry, that was Sutton in every instance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus, could you imagine being married to her? Jesus Christ.
That's why she is no longer. Somebody left. Jesus. And gave her a lot of money to leave. They
were like, just go. Just go.
Let me go. Let me free. Let
give us free.
Yeah. I didn't mind her last year, but I feel like people took to her in a way that I didn't get.
I did. It was me.
Oh, you loved
me
her.
Too. Me
I
too.
Loved her.
Like, I'm not gonna be. Okay. I'm gonna be real. I didn't hate this. I like no, this.
Yeah.
Compared to New York, this was like was like fun to watch racism.
Oh yeah. This was racism for the whole family.
The only reason I was okay with it is because Crystal clearly has it under control.
Yeah,
Crystal. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she's not getting angry. She was just like, okay, I know what we're doing here. She's filling it out.
I didn't know I was gonna love Crystal as much as I love Crystal. Crystal,
oh my God.
Crystal is like, she's that girl. Crystal is what I wanted Tiffany to be.
Terrible, because I looked at her like, this isn't gonna give me anything, and now she's giving me so much. That's her telling to her face, tell me you're that girl.
Yes,
you are.
And next week, and I'm like, next week when she says, you walked in my room when I'm naked, that's just creepy.
Crystal was carrying like one of the most expensive handbags like ever, like in the world. And they just, but also the, like, if we can go like just straight up superficial Housewives for a second, they all looked so good going to that dinner when they were walking like into the restaurant. I was like, oh my God, this is what people like Beverly Hills. I was seeing red soles. I was seeing purses. I was seeing Louis Vuitton on my skirts. I was like, oh, we are dressed.
And Kathy's coat that she doesn't know where the hell it came from.
Somebody left it at her house.
And she just takes it.
And wears it on national TV.
Wild.
Not somebody left it at my house. You know, she definitely had like a viewing party with all her friends. What if her friends were like, girl, that's my coat. I'm looking for that coat. And she's like, oh my God, it's just so nice. What do you do? Take it from Kathy fucking Hilton?
Oh my God.
You take it? Like, what do you do? Take it back? Now. No.
Yeah.
It's Kathy's now.
I love when Crystal
in Italy or something.
I love when Crystal was like, when she saw my Sudden Slippers, she was like, I donate stuff like that.
Yes.
Now she also calls Sudden
20 years older.
A whole different generation.
20 years.
I said,
how old is Sutton?
Oh, but she's 12 years older. Oh, Crystal's 35.
So 47.
All right.
So 47.
I did not think Sutton was in her 40s.
No, Sutton looks 62. Like a golden girl.
I gave it 62.
Yeah.
A Chris.
62.
Yeah, I was like, oh, she just had her 60th birthday and she's about to do a real blend. I got Blanche Devereaux.
Yeah.
Okay. To be fair, love Blanche, but she was also slightly racist. So we have to ask. Right.
Okay, first of all, I
need to check.
I got to be clear here. I thought that she was in her 50s. I didn't think she was in her 60s. I thought she was in her mid-50s. And if we're going that way, Sutton is not a golden girl. Sutton is a designer woman.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
and one that they wouldn't like. She'd be on the show, and they would like Julia would have to eat her, so she wouldn't be a cast.
She would get one of the speeches, one of those long monologues. Well, Miss Sutton,
while you're crying because you can't stand the sound of racism, I think you should think about how Black people feel every day.
She's solidly 50 years old.
Solidly,
yes. Apparently,
she has a 60-year-old spirit.
70. She does, because my mama is older than her, and I definitely thought she was older than my mama.
She looks older than my mama, too.
Well, that's, you know.
Well.
That's not a... We can't do that.
We will.
But acts and actions and thought, a 50-year-old from the South, I would want to ask, do you think of race or not? Like, it's a valid question. I thought Crystal did a great job asking it, because... it revealed everything we wanted to know. And that's the smirk that we got on Crystal's face. She's like, oh, okay. So just letting y'all know. She
was allowed on segregation.
So. Yeah. She's like, she doesn't see race. She's taught herself that you don't see color until that person of color does something you don't like. And then it's probably going to be included in your rhetoric that's reciprocated.
Yeah.
When they showed the photo of Sutton when she was younger, normally I could see like, oh, of course, that's a younger version of the person I'm looking at now. It was like blurred out for me. I couldn't like really get my eyes on it. It looked like, I don't know what it looked like, but it was very odd.
I didn't get it. I don't know. I feel very conflicted because I love that she's here. I really do. I think she is giving me a great villain, like without knowing. Like, she's a sad villain.
An unwitting villain.
She's the new target, but I like it when it's organic. I don't like it when you push it on me like you did Denise, because it makes me almost always side with that person. Like, even if I don't want to. Like, I instantly was on Denise's side, even though I knew that she slept with that woman. I'm just like, why are y'all coming at her so hard? But now that no one's coming at Sutton, there's like a lot of different fights happening. I'm into that. I'm like, yeah, let me pick and be the judge of who I'm mad at. Like Dorit all of a sudden triggering Sutton. And Dorit's like, okay. Damn.
Yeah. I never liked LVP, but when they teamed up against her, it made me like LVP. But now, for exactly what you said, for Sutton to be the villain and people aren't coming for her, it lets me enjoy her as a villain.
Yeah, she's making herself a martyr, which in turn makes herself a villain because no one's coming at her. She's just
She thinks
I don't see color. Like,
oh, yeah,
why is that wrong?
She thinks she's the victim. And like she was like,
please, someone tell me why that's wrong. I'm like, I could think of at least 17 ways without pausing for an why that's wrong.
Like, girl,
and I'm Crystal just gave you three.
I'm like, girl, I'm just gonna leave you with this internet right here. You figure it out yourself.
I mean, girl, like, what are you talking about?
Did you not see?
You don't accidentally say something stupid. Like, Crystal explained it a few times. Like, okay. And Erica's confusion on her face like made me forget for a second that we're about to prosecute her for fraud, like and bad things. Because I was looking at her, she was looking at something like, "Yeah, girl, they don't think of me as racist because guess what? I'm not." It's actually so easy. You should try it.
Did we all get the moment where she pointed out where most of the fugitives lived when they were traveling on the bus?
Yes.
I'm like, the production is an asshole. Because you can tell by the way that audio was, they would not have used that.
No.
They used that specifically because of what's going on with her. Those producers are the damn devil. And I'm here for it.
Garcelle is such a good friend now. She's like, it's just really fragile these days. I'm like, not y'all using fragile. LOL. She's like, something must be going on in her life. I'm like, yes, there's too many of y'all in the room. Like, she is overwhelmed. Sensory overload. I don't know how to act. I don't know what to do. I knew how to film with this one, not this one.
She friended the black one, and then it came from somewhere she wasn't expecting.
And now she's like, oh my God, I have to do it again. I have to do it again because I'm taught to not see color. Oh my God. It's like, or you could just genuinely like treat these women like housewives. Right. Like, I just hate that they have to do so much teaching and education. Like, but at the same time, it's their platform, so they can use it however they want. Crystal explaining, like the juxtaposition of Crystal explaining what happened with her father at the gas station, I wanted to cry. And then we just literally cut to scene of Sutton being like, I was on an elevator and she is crying. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Sutton should have just kept her mouth shut. She should have just shut up.
Quiet.
That whole thing didn't have to happen between her and Crystal. She could have just listened to what Kyle said. Kyle was coming down on the right side of it anyway. That would have been the end of it.
Yeah,
can I mention really quick, like, how did y'all feel? Because I've seen a lot of rhetoric about Leah not necessarily sticking up for Ebony so much and more like being like, thank you, Ebony, for sticking up for me. But like the way they treated you or whatever, like it didn't go great. Whereas on Beverly Hills, it actually felt like Crystal did not need to lead that conversation at all. And the white women were like, hey, what's going on? You okay? Because you're giving me weird vibes. Like Erica is telling her, no, actually, you need to do a little bit of extra research. And Dorit's like, maybe you just don't know because you're uncultured. Like Tiffany didn't have to speak.
Right.
And they were roasting her for her in a very subtle, shady Beverly Hills way. Whereas Ebony is having like a whole moment. And
her ally ran off. Yeah,
it just, I don't know, but Beverly Hills is doing it for me right now.
Same.
And New York is simply,
I love
not.
Beverly
it's
Hills.
Really weird.
Agreed.
Yeah,
same.
Racism for the whole family, as you said, it's really.
Well, Monty, we hate to cut you loose, but we gotta go. Is there any final thoughts anyone has before we wrap this up on either of the cities that we talked about?
I look forward to seeing Sutton unravel more and. Who knows? Maybe she might learn something from it. But even if she doesn't, I'll be entertained.
I hope that when this cast trip ends, it's not the end of Kathy for the season. I know that it's very Kathy heavy right off the bat because they're stuck in a house together, but I want this much of her throughout the whole season.
Well, we still haven't gotten her telling Kyle that like Kim changed.
Oh, you're right.
She doesn't have it. So I think we're going to get it. I'm very excited for that. And yeah, I'm loving Beverly Hills, and I am very excited that Garcelle told that woman to her face that her daughter is annoying. And that was funny. Like, that made me laugh.
It was funny.
That's what I'm talking about, when you let women just be the housewives that they are. And that's great. Yes. So I'm having a great time, and I had a great time with y'all. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Of course, everybody.
We love to have you
go
here.
Listen and subscribe to Mixing with Monty, Monty's podcast. Monty, thank you again for being here. This was a delight.
So fun.
I hope to God Kathy Hilton doesn't step into anything problematic, because I think the fandom will lose its fucking mind if their new, like, icon, queen, legend makes a misstep and no one knows what to do. Know that?
I have faith. I shouldn't, but I do.
I don't know that it will survive.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to support the show, you can visit www.patreon.com/knowthatpod.
You can find us on Instagram and Twitter at KnowThatPod.
You can follow me, Anthony, at Anthony F. Casella on Instagram.
And you can follow me at Real Donniewood on Instagram and Twitter.
And you can find me, Quinn, at Quentin Lamar on Twitter. Continue to listen and subscribe for free to Know That, a Real Housewives podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your shows.